welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for these next few moments we're going to share together as we're talking about a subject that should be near and dear to all of our hearts, and that's the subject of faith. Many people have struggled with the concept of feeling somehow they didn't have the faith to believe, that they just are unsettled because they haven't received answers to their prayers. There's always an answer, a spiritual, scriptural answer in the Word of God. And we've been talking about active faith. Active faith is living faith that moves to obey every truth in the Word of God, precisely to the letter, if you will, and to appropriate what God has promised. It simply acts as if though the things that are not seen are indeed a reality. And that's not just regarding material things that, you know, whether it may be finances or a new home or a new job or whatever literal, tangible things that we can relate to in terms of our daily lives, but also in terms of things of the Spirit, believing for loved ones to be saved, to see things accomplished that you desire in your life in terms of what you feel God is calling you to do or what you sense is your divine destiny. And also, one of the ways we can find out, do we have really true faith? Well, think about whatever it is, that a particular thing you've been praying about or you have on before the throne of grace. How do you respond emotionally? Is there joy and peace and patience in your heart, knowing that God has heard? You know that you've prayed according to the will of God. For if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us and that we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So if we have prayed in a scriptural way, then there's a joy knowing that God is going to answer. I began this week's broadcast by reading some of the literal words of Jesus, which are fairly simple, straightforward, and direct. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay? that is implying that we have the faith to believe that God means what He says what He means. And so how do you respond? Do you have joy in your heart? Do you have peace? You may not see it. You don't know how He's going to do it or when He's going to do it, but God is faithful, and He is going to answer your prayer. It's the kind of faith that Abraham had. He went for decades. He had been promised a son, and God waited till it was absolutely impossible. In their old age, they had an heir, and they named him Isaac, which means laughter. God will bring joy. And so there's that assurance in your spirit. And you can remind the Lord, thank you, Lord, whenever you think of John or whoever, whatever the situation is, thank you, Lord. He or she, they are going to be saved. They're going to give their heart to you. That child is going to come back out of the realms of darkness, doing the things they're doing, and they're going to come back to the Lord. And so that kind of faith acts as if the things that are not seen are a reality. And it's quick to provide works to prove that it's sincere and obedient. Well, how can you do that? Say, for example, praying about a loved one and they're still not saved. Sometimes you pray and it gets worse. Well, do you doubt? Do you begin to complain? Or do you say, Lord, I don't care what it looks like, I trust you. That's true faith. And if we allow Christ to so impart His faith to our spirits, we will experience the mighty blessings of God. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He gave you that faith for you to receive Christ. to be saved. And so that's one thing. I thank God we don't have to do it in our own abilities and strength, our spiritual stamina, but it is God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so, brother, sister, I want you to get excited for the potential and possibilities that are available in your life. Faith, your faith can be developed into a mighty living force that will know no defeat. Isn't that what Jesus did? He's given you all power over all power, the all works, He's given us power over all the power of the enemy. We have been birthed into divine authority. We can speak in the name of our God, and concerning the works of his hands, we can command him according to Job. You are the master through Jesus of all demon powers and circumstances through Jesus Christ. The devil's not afraid of you, but he trembles at the very prospect and at the name of Jesus Christ. God is raising up a people, beloved, who will live and act in active faith, and they're no longer going to be a slave to whatever it is that binds them, whatever has bound you in the past. Is it fear? Is it timidity? Is it weakness? Is it failure, sickness, poverty, helplessness, despair? Beloved, I want you to get a glimpse of this. Oh, may the faith of God stir you. You, brother, you, sister, you, listener, can be a conqueror in the mighty name of Jesus. You can start being that person he has designed you to be over the very things where in times past you've suffered defeat. You've gone back. It's habits, addictions, ways of thinking, ways of responding, patterns of anger or of impatience or judging, whatever it is, God can give you victory. Oh, I want you in the name of Jesus to awaken to this new life you have in Christ. Aren't we branches on the vine? He's the vine, we're the branches. Well, as a branch, you have his life. You have his health, his power, his love, and his nature flowing through you. You are the fruit-bearing part of Christ in the earth. You know what? I just read Psalm 1 yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, day before, and it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." There's a time for everything, beloved. "His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And I got to think about the vine and the branches. And you know what? Since I've moved to Idaho, we have a ministry center, it's a little less than 3 acres. There's a lot of trees on the property. And there have been a number of trees that were one I had to cut down or had to cut down. It was sickly, it had died. There's a lot of pines. And I learned from an arborist that pines do not do well at this elevation. They're very susceptible, if they're not really extremely healthy, to a fungus called red band, which eventually will kill it. And so, as let's take this reference, we are considered trees, are we not? He wants us, if we will do the thing, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, if our delight is in the law of the Lord, we're going to be like a tree by abundant waters. We're going to bring forth fruit in our season. In other words, we'll have all the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience. We'll have manifest the character of Christ. We'll bring forth tangible works of service. His leaf also shall not wither. You won't be a sick pine with red band. You will be, or there are other trees, you know, if they're curly leaf or something like that, that affects the health of the vine or the tree. I can remember once there was an ash tree, and the arborist labored valiantly to prevent its death. Well, there were borers in it, and the fact of the matter is, even though I prayed, the thing died. It was very sad, and so there was a friend I had cut it down, and then I ran across a scripture in Job. I mean, the poor thing was dead, and you don't want to cut it down to the ground totally, the stump. Leave a few feet so when it dies and deteriorates, rates, you can just pull it down and you don't have to dig a stump out of the ground. Anyway, I ran across this verse in Job, the 14th chapter, and it says, "For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease." I actually wrote that scripture down on a card. I taped it down to the top of that stump. The thing was totally dead. There was seemed to be no life. And in fact, my handyman, he actually verithaned it. And do you know that dead tree is now a 10-foot luxurious bush? It's not a tree, but it is beautiful. It's even prettier than a tree was. Just because I stood on the word of God. And so, beloved, you can have that same. See, it was an action. I read that. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? And so I wrote it down. I put it on the tree. And bless God, you should see this tree or bush. It, whatever you want to call it, an ash bush. It's just, it's really beautiful. And so you, beloved, are the fruit-bearing part of Jesus in this earth. You are in him. He's in you. You have his words abiding in you, giving you faith for whatever you ask, whatever you need. You have as much right in him to being asked to ask and receiving from him as Jesus had. You have the right to expect the same answers from God that he got. Greater works than these shall you do. You are commanded to be a doer of the word. This means asking and receiving the benefits, not just to be a hearer. You will not be deceiving yourself when you act upon the word. It will be confirmed, for it is truth. It must be a living, active faith. As God's child and heir, you have the authority to act on the word of God. Well, my time is drawing to a close. I wish I had time to pray. Perhaps we'll do that on tomorrow's broadcast. But if you need help in this area, if you say, "Sister Glass, I want that kind of active faith," I'm praying that for you, my UCM family, for the radio family, for myself, levels of faith we've never moved in before. Jesus said we can have it, and I don't know about you, I'm going to have it in my life, and I pray that you desire that as well. If you need help in that area, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. Know that I personally pray for you. No one answers the mail but me. I write the letter. And I know that if you will respond, if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, you will be blessed and encouraged and inspired as countless, hundreds, thousands have been over the decades. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,